Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news medias don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this last day, 31st day of December 2024. And we are ending 2024 with style.
Hey, how are you, Pastor?
There you go. He's our producer. And, you know, he's really not snarky. He's Randall Barkley. He's my co-host tonight.
Good evening. Good evening. Happy New Year. We made it this far by the mercies of the Lord.
No three moans you heard that they come from. She's off the farm. She means no harm. Little Lisa.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Lisa, I understand that you're going to try something tonight that you've never been able to do. You're going to try to sit there and not talk.
Uh-oh.
There you go. That's what she said she was going to do.
Oh.
You said you were going to do that. You said you was going to sit there and be quiet.
Oh, goodness.
No one's ever seen that.
Yeah, we don't have our articles.
Okay, anyhow. You know, what we are going to do is start off in prayer because I want to end this year in prayer, and I'm going to ask all of the listeners out there from coast to coast, and not only that, but, you know, around the world. We have people listen to us around the world. And that's the one good thing about the Internet. And I'm going to ask them to join with us in prayer as we end this old year and start a new year. So if you would do that, remember, there's power in prayer.
Okay? Yes.
So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, as we gather here again tonight in your presence, Lord, this world needs you. I'm even wearing a cap. The cap I've got on my head says America needs Jesus. And Lord, we need you. This world needs you, Lord. And we're asking right now, Father God, that you would, one, help us this new year, in this new year, to stop the killing of the babies around the world. Help us, Lord, we pray, to stop the horrible, horrible sin of abortion. Lord, we're asking you to help us stop the child sex trafficking, Father God, the pedophilia. We're asking, Lord, for those who have put that corrupt J6 committee and those corrupt judges, Lord, and prosecutors, those that have put the Christian patriots in prison, who have been there 4 years without a trial, Lord, we set the captives free, and Lord, and replace them. Those people that put them there, Merrick Garland needs to be in that cell. Nancy Pelosi needs to be in that cell, Lord God. Those people, Joe Biden needs to be in those cells. to replace them with these wicked people, Lord God, that they may, that might bring them to repentance unless they end up in the burning lake of fire. Lord, I want to pray too, Lord, that for our brothers and sisters in Syria, since these terrorists have taken over Syria, it's not like anything that you were told by the fake news media. These people, they're persecuting Christians, they're murdering Christians left and right. They're slitting their throats, they're burning some alive. It's wicked, it's evil. And Lord, so we're asking you, Father God, Lord, to intervene on their behalf. Lord, that whatever it would take, that you would bring the bloody terrorist, Lord, to repentance or remove them all, Lord. We're asking, Lord, this new year as we come in, we're asking, Lord God, that you would hear this Judge Merchan, this Juan Merchan, who now just today who decided that he's going to try to put President Trump in prison and try to have him arrested and convicted on 34 false felony charges. Those 34 false felony charges. My prayer, Father God, Lord, is that you be with here Larry Klayman and the Freedom Foundation, Lord, as they come and they bring charges, felony charges against this Judge Merchan, that you would put him and his daughter and those all involved in this corruption, these false charges and accusations against President Trump, Lord, that you would place them in that prison, place him right in that very prison where he's placed so many people, Lord, Father God. Lord, this isn't vengeance. This is justice. This is what we're asking for is justice, Lord. We're asking, Lord, too, that this year in America, that America would become great again because America would come back to you. We already see a lot of signs that that's starting to happen in so many places. But, Lord, bring America back to one nation under God the way you gave them to us, Lord. These things we ask, Lord, raise up bold. We ask, Lord, that you raise up bold, bold men of God. People will start attending churches, actually, where the Bible, where the Word of God is taught, and not country clubs, and not these prosperity social clubs, but real Bible-believing churches that you would raise up real godly, bold, righteous men of God, place them in the pulpits, and that the people would hear the word of God preached without compromise. Again, that we might be one nation under God, again, one more time, that we might receive revival one more time, Lord, before you return.
Yes.
These are the things, Lord, we're asking in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
All right. The title of the message was that why Christians cannot be globalist environmentalists. And we left off in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. And so here we read, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Now, here, what do you think he's talking about, Style, when he talks about the world? Do you know what he's talking about?
The natural world, the human world, right?
Well, no, actually, the word "their world" really means age, and what is referred to in this age is it's an age of a system of possessions. It's a system of positions. It's a system of pleasures, okay? And so God did love. God did love these people, even in the system, okay? With the system turned bad, it rebelled against him, okay? But, in fact, John 3:16, "God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son." Now, the global citizens out there today, they literally want to eliminate 7.5 billion people. 7.5 billion people off the face of the earth. It's an interesting thing. Do you know what the population was, according to most theologians and historians, when the flood took place?
8 billion?
I've heard numbers in the billions and then even in trillions.
It was about 8 billion people. Yeah. The consensus is that it was around 8 billion people. Okay.
Yeah,
so when that took place.
Yeah.
And so we're very close to that. We're mm-hmm. approaching that very rapidly. God is immutable. He does things the same way all the time. He gets it right every time. And we're seeing some very strange things happening, too. Things are speeding up. Mm-hmm. I noticed, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, where it says, in later times, many will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. We're seeing that take place, real time, right before our eyes. We're seeing, at the same time, amongst the world out there, a growing anti-Christian and anti-Jew attitude. Now we're seeing among many professing Christians nowadays, and even Bible teachers, becoming more and more anti-Israel, okay?
Yeah.
People you never would have thought, but we're seeing them leave the faith, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here, and there's something that's very, very interesting. Those people that have become more and more anti-Israel are also anti-rapture, the very same people. They don't believe in the rapture.
You're right, Pastor. Yes.
Now these are not people that have always believed that way, because I know some of these people I've known for 40 years that have always been pre-trib, always mm-hmm. believed in the rapture,
mm-hmm.
and have not, not ever been anti-Israel. But all of a sudden, recently,
yeah.
they're turning. So that is a sign of the end times, okay?
Yeah.
And so here now, the idea about eliminating, why do you think they want to eliminate 7.5 billion people?
Well, I would say, first of all, because we are created in the image of God, that the entity that's actually working behind the flesh and blood, it already tells us that that's Satan. We're working against principalities and power. So when you look behind the veil of humanity, you're going to find that entity, Satan, that really hates those that are created in the image of God.
Well, yeah, he does. But there's a motive in the minds of these people, and that motive is, look, if you eliminate 7.5 billion people from the face of this earth, yeah. then that gives those that are left the 500 million. I mean, mm-hmm. that gives them ownership of hundreds of thousands of acres of land. I mean,
yeah.
yes.
the idea is to make this earth pristine and clean for them. They believe that they're the elite. Now, here's the strange part about it, All of these globalists and that, mm-hmm. they all think mm-hmm. that they're a part of the 500, million, right? Well, they can't be that, because there's way too many of them, okay?
Right.
And so...
And Pastor, so obviously they don't believe the word that tells us the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
No, they don't. They believe, well, many of them, and there's some strange beliefs out there amongst that group. Mm-hmm. They vary. Many of them actually believe that Jesus and Satan are brothers.
Brothers, yeah.
And that, Satan, Lucifer, is going to win the battle in the end, okay? That he actually has the birthright. This is what they believe, some of them, okay? So you have that mindset going on there.
Right.
Others believe that there is no God above the clouds, okay, mm-hmm. out there. That AI, artificial intelligence, has now become God, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They actually believe that when they leave, they could have their heads removed, okay, and quick frozen, and somehow be able to be brought back to life, through artificial intelligence would have the answer, okay? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of strange beliefs, but basically the greed, amongst the elite out there. Until then, this is where you get Agenda 2030.
Mm-hmm.
This Agenda 2030, if you listen to what they have to say, they have their own arc. Did you know it? And their own arc, and in there, they have things like the depopulation program and But they want like right here in America, and here in Ohio, you've got that version of Agenda 2030. It's called NOAACA. It's called NOAACA, folks. Mm-hmm. If you hear about NOAACA, NOAACA is it's a dark, shadowy, sinister, antichrist socialist organization.
Yeah. So, Pastor, so when you mention about they have their ARC, are you referring to like their underground bunkers?
No. They have an ARC like we have, like Ark of the Covenant.
Okay.
And inside that ARC, they have papers, okay?
Okay.
And things just in total opposite of what God's Ark of the Covenant is, okay?
Yeah.
And that they believe in their Agenda 2030, that they want to do things like they want to expand each major city 10 miles out, completely around it.
Yeah.
They want to move all of the people from the countryside into the city, okay? Yeah. They want to have apartment buildings that are 33 stories high.
Yeah.
And these massive buildings, them huge massive buildings, where on the first two floors you have all of your government offices, you have like your shopping malls, you have your dentist office and all that. All of those on the first two floors, all the government offices.
Yeah.
And then everyone will, the elderly and everybody else will, there'll be no cars. They want to remove all the cars, okay? Yeah. The only people who would be given a car are the elites, okay? This is what the Democrats, the elites want.
Yeah.
In order for the average person to move out, go out into the countryside, they'd have to get a permit, okay, to be allowed to go out to the countryside and then, go in only certain areas. This is what their mindset is.
Yeah, Georgia Guidestones, that was part of what they have.
Actually, they say that there's like miniature parts of that are versions of those guidestones in this arc. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
But here, until then, like right now, they've already gone in some areas, a lot of more areas where it comes to building. You can no longer build single dwelling homes. You can't. You can only build multi dwelling homes. In other words, like condominiums, where you have and limited land down to like a quarter of an acre land or half acre land, and it's like where out where I live. It's a limit of 5 acres to build on a house out there. You have to have at least 5 acres, okay? Yeah. But they want to change that right away, okay? And so, this is your, now, they're having some real problems because things are not going their way. People are tired of all this malarkey, okay?
Yes.
They're tired of all this false Al Gore teachings and this false environmentalism. We debunked so much of that years ago. We debunked all of that, but they're still at it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so here I want to go now over to, now here, contrast with what we just read with 2 Corinthians chapter 6. And 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
Okay. Would you like me to read that?
We'll contrast this very carefully. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain.
Mm-hmm.
For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation. This is a very important one, too, here. Now it is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. This is what for 50 years that we've said on the radio tonight. Today, this is the time. Mm-hmm. Whenever you hear that gospel message, that's the accepted time to receive it.
Yes.
Opportunity. Yes.
Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry is be not blamed. But in all things, approving ourselves in the as ministers of God, mm-hmm. in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses. Now he's giving you an example, and this is reality.
Right.
And I know, believe me, because mm-hmm. I've lived this, you know, for years and years. Yes, being a pastor, takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of patience there. Okay. And here. He goes on to say, in stripes and imprisonments, mm-hmm. I haven't had the stripes, but I've been jailed many times for doing the Lord's work, okay? In tumults and labors, in watchings and fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost mm-hmm. of love and feigned, by the word of truth. Mm-hmm. By the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, mm-hmm. by honor and by dishonor. Let's talk about that. What do you think that means, by honor and dishonor, okay? We get honored by a lot of the letters and that we received.
Yes.
You get honored, you know, often... when you're in that pulpit and you're preaching, mm-hmm. and when people say amen, that's an honor, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We get dishonored by people, like when you get drug into court and you get the ACLU falsely accuses you of things, okay?
Yeah.
When Merrick Garland went after the pro-lifers, they dishonored those pro-lifers, okay? Mm-hmm. And you know, the Bible says, touch not my anointed, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
What's happening, Merrick Garland's going to find that out in spades.
Mm.
Okay, Chris Ray's going to find that out in spades, where they sent people in undercover into the churches to cause mm-hmm. problems, okay? See, God is long-suffering, but he's not slack. You don't get away with anything, right?
Right.
You don't. There's a perfect record kept.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Alvin Bragg, okay, who rewards evil and punishes good.
Yeah. Pastor, you know, and all that you just read and what you were talking about and what you have endured and went through, there are a lot of people that haven't gone through that or haven't endured that. But it reminds me of what Jesus said about considering him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. And so Jesus himself endured all of these contradictions. And this is showing that those that are really following him, they're going to endure that too. And that's some of the things that you have gone through and what this is talking about.
Well, yeah, we actually consider it a badge of honor. Okay.
Right.
Yes.
And you know, and when I realized that, you know, the things that have happened to me, it's cost me a lot of time. It's cost me a lot of money. And,
mm-hmm.
and there has been times where I've been physically attacked, you know?
Yeah.
In fact, there's been like 7 different occasions they try to kill me. But when I compare that mm-hmm. to what so many more people in this world have had to endure,
mm-hmm.
it's nothing. It's nothing compared to what so many people have to, had to endure
right.
in this world right now. When I take a look at, well, our J6 friends, you know, 4 years, I've got Jake Lang here. He just texted me again this morning. Here, they know what it's like to suffer for the Lord's sake. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So Paul's saying what we say every night on the radio, now is the accepted time without delay of salvation. And so here now, you've got 9 positive attributes of true servants of God, what we just read. And we're coming up to a break. And how much time do we have there? All right, so we're coming up to a break. I just want to read this. As unknown and as yet well as known, dying and behold, we live and chastened and not killed. And here's the key verse. Sorrowful yet not always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich and having nothing, and yet possessing all things. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
When the British armies came from across the bounding main to attack our native shores in their sailing ships of war to establish tyranny by the orders of a tyrant king. Paul Revere cried his alarms, and the people took up arms, and they fired up their guns in the greens of Lexington. Soon the battles would be won, and the bells of liberty would ring. Those men who fought to keep us free were not afraid to die. They drew their strength and courage from his power upon high, and cried this battle cry, no king, no king, no king, but King Jesus, the Messiah. In the last 100 years, we have fainted from the fight for his liberty and might. We've been blinded by the lies, so we hardly know what's right from wrong. As the anti-Christian hordes and the global overlords now surround us, holy saints in the camp United States, just like Israel of old, we now find ourselves in Babylon. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry, no king. No king, no king, but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king, but King Jesus, the Holy One of Israel. The Holy One of Israel. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry, no king, no king, no king, but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king, but Yehoshua, the Holy One of Israel.
Amen. No king, but King Jesus. I want to wish all of you out there a very, very merry, well, a very happy, well, no, a very blessed New Year's.
Yes.
All of
yes.
you out there, and so out there listening to us. So today we have a whole lot to talk about. And, well, we're gonna kind of take a little bit look back at 2024 and some of what took place. You notice one of the things that happened in 2024, a lot of President Trump's enemies are now becoming his friends, okay? Did you see that mayor of D.C., Muriel, what's her name? All of a sudden, she wants to meet with President Trump, and she wants to have a really good January 6th, you know, certification, and she wants to make D.C. so safe for all of the people that come for his inaugural, you know, ceremony. But did you know that this is a record year for crime, for over 270 murders in D.C. this year? That's
wow.
That's a record. And, you know, can you believe this?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't, you know, we've been in wars where we didn't lose that many casualties as you have, you know,
on our streets,
in the cities, in the streets, yeah. I mean, just think about this, you know. If I was still in the military and they'd tell me I might have to go to Syria or someplace, or, you know, I'd go. But, boy, if they told me you'd have to go to Chicago, I'd know that's too dangerous. Dangerous. Okay?
Yeah.
There's no coming back from Chicago.
Mm.
Right? It's It's pretty bad out there today.
Yeah.
But Marky Zuckerberg, all of a sudden he loves Trump. He's a Trumpite, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now you've got, well, guess who's meeting with President Trump? Bill Gates. Can you imagine this? I'd be surprised if we don't see Hillary in a love fest over there at the White House. That would be something. I could just see Slick Willie saying, my good buddy Donald, Biden refuses to pardon Hillary. You know, could you pardon old Hill for me?
Yeah.
I could just see that. Uh-oh. But all of these people, these anti-Trump, I mean, they're coming out of the woodwork, that want to be Trump supporters. Why? I'm going to let you guys tell me. Let's start with Style. Why do you think that is, Style?
I think they're all afraid for their lives.
Yeah.
They know they've committed a whole lot of crimes, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think Merrick Garland would have the courage.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, this judge, Mershon, do you think somehow he thinks if he can get Donald Trump put in jail, it'll keep himself out of jail?
Doesn't doubt me that he thinks that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe that Freedom Watch says they're going after him with a number of felony charges, felony indictments, so...
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens, and he should go after him. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what, Pastor? What else comes to mind is that even in biblical times, whether you're dealing with Rome or the religious leaders, they feared the people. And when you look at demographically over the United States, how much of that map turned red? There's a lot of backing behind President Trump, and so these people they fear the people. And the power that President Trump has and what he's going to do or what he potentially could do in coming after them. So, yeah.
And our neighbors to the north who have been living under communism in Canada.
Yeah.
They're seeing what's happened here in America. Okay. Remember what they did with Trudeau and the communists, how they mistreated him. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We had the pastors there from Canada who were jailed.
Yeah.
And so here... there, you know, Trudeau, I think, is on his way out. He's on his way out.
Yeah.
And so things are, that is very good news, but we need to bring, you know, another thing that's happened. I was very surprised. You know, they just took a poll and they found out amongst young people, amongst teenagers, drinking and the smoking of pot has declined amongst teenagers.
Hmm.
Now it has to be the mega movement. It has to be what's behind that, okay?
Hmm.
Because this actually there's like revival starting, and when you look at some of your football teams, your sports teams now, they're not giving a knee.
Yeah.
They're doing the Trump dance.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So that's very positive.
It's funny you say that. I just saw actually yesterday that drinking is at its all-time low for the past four generations.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And so, Lisa, when are you going to give it up?
I don't drink and take dope.
There you go. All righty.
Yeah. Pastor, also, I want to give honor to God through this move. I really believe that this is a move of God. I believe that he's using President Trump and the administration as vessels. But I believe for things to happen like what they're happening, for things to be turned around, we are really seeing a supernatural hand in what's going on.
Okay, now there is something else going on out there, too. Okay, you have a growing number of people that are professing Christians that are saying they believe that Trump is the Antichrist.
Yes, yeah, we covered that, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so why, I want you two to tell me, why do you think that they would say that they believe that Trump is the Antichrist, now using the Bible?
You said using the Bible?
Right. The Bible gives several characteristics of the Antichrist, mm-hmm. okay? So Do you know what they are?
Maybe a huge following?
Okay. No. The Antichrist will be very charismatic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He is going to be very bold. Okay. Mm-hmm. He is going to have to look like he possesses power, mm-hmm. great power. So all of these things we've seen Trump. I mean, Trump is actually right now, he's the president. I mean, he's been going around. All of these people, they're coming to him and bowing down before him mm-hmm. now. So those are all the characteristics. But tell me now why Trump can't be the Antichrist, because he's done something that the Antichrist cannot do.
Yeah, well, anti means to oppose, and I know that we had covered this a few weeks ago, I believe, but I see him giving glory and honor to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I see him lifting Jesus Christ up, referring to him as Lord. And
that's it, you see, yes. right there. Yep. That is the thing that the Antichrist yeah, cannot do.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so there you go. Now, here, you know, we looked at Merrick Garland. We met. See, he's kind of just kind of disappeared, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, Joe Biden is saying that Merrick Garland, one of his, Joe Biden's biggest failures was to insist that Merrick Garland be more aggressive in going after Trump and lawfare. Mm-hmm. So he's admitted now what he's always denied about this lawfare, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, Merrick Garland is laying in low, and we're seeing people like Chris Wray, Jack Smith, the head prosecutor in the J6, that Matthew, what's his name, Graves, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing all of these people resigning. They're quitting. They're getting out. Why do you think they're resigning and quitting and getting out? Because they're going to get fired.
Yeah, well, they're
one
scared.
Thing,
yeah.
They're going to, they know they're going to be fired, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering if a lot of these people might not be leading the country, right? I mean.
Yeah, they're running.
And so, here now, other things that's happened in this past year. You've heard of that thing called inflation?
Yeah.
Yes.
How do you think it's affected the average household and just where it comes to Christmas shopping?
Oh, a great deal.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're talking about even in just your basic grocery shopping, it's affected us. So definitely in terms of being able to go and get those extra items, you know, like Christmas shopping.
The average household has incurred over $10,700 in credit card debt. That's the average household.
Wow.
Okay. That's not good.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's something else that happened, and I think I'm going to talk more about it tomorrow night because I'm going to have Miss Wendy Wilson with me tomorrow night. But this norovirus outbreak is taking place, and it looks like it's really spreading pretty rapidly. Do you know what that's all about? Who knows what the norovirus? It makes you do bad things, like it makes you destroys you, it gives you intestinal infection, intestinal flu. It makes you stay close to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you very nauseated. And do you know what where comes from, how you pick it up?
I believe it's through close contact, through touching objects and different things like that.
Well, true, but mostly from contaminated food.
Mm.
Contaminated food. Now, there's something else. Something else has been happening, which is a good thing. We're seeing it today. And I'm hoping we're going to see more of it. And they're predicting we are going to. And we're seeing people jumping ship out of the Democratic Communist Party.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You saw Joe Manchin. He went out and he became an independent now. Just recently, another Florida congresswoman, the second Florida congresswoman, now has left the Democrats and is joining the Republican Party. Here, you know, after they threw out old Joe, but what is the main reason for two of the reasons two of the congressmen left, congresspeople, I should say, left? And the reason is because they're Jews, and they were told to keep their mouth shut about the anti-Semitism that's taking place out there. And so that was enough. That was the, you know, as much as they could take. Couldn't take anymore. And so then you've seen what's happened in all of these universities. And something else you saw this this year, well, last 2 years, actually, in fact, but these university presidents, all four of them were women, okay? And, boy, I'm going to tell you, their judgment was not very good, was it, when it comes to being anti-Semitic? And is that going to come back and bite them?
Yes.
It already has come back. Some of them already had to resign out there. But, again, you've got this a growing anti-Christian, anti-Semitic movement, and that's a strange thing. Because in Christendom, the vast majority of Christendom follows the Bible, and they support Israel. But the other part of the Christendom, people that have been very active, and they're not, when they get divided, when they end up going against Israel, they end up going against their fellow Christians, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we've seen a cause major problems, you know. You know, within the church and within the party, within the Republican Party.
Yeah, Pastor. You know, you mentioned again why some of the Democrats are turning, and I know that there can be a number of reasons, and we're not going to be naive in terms of understanding that some people could be doing it for nefarious reasons, but also want to remember that prayer does work. And God does change hearts. I was once a Democrat. I was in a church that was Democratic, but God woke, you talk about going woke, God woke me up and began to show me so that these, what their agenda was and the way they were doing things, no, this is wrong. This is really anti-Christ. So we have to remember that as we're praying and as we're asking the Lord to turn hearts and to do things, that let's not forget that God is working behind the scenes as well. So you look at like Tulsi Gabbard, you look at RFK, all of these people, they were Democrats and God began turning them. So just want to make sure we're holding out hope for that prayer and that supernatural power of God and what he can do behind the scenes.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When you were in that church that was Democrat, if they're Democrat, then they have to embrace sin, okay? And so how did they justify? Did you talk to any of the people in there where it comes to the America's national sin, number one, abortion, sodomy? How did you ever say, how in the world can, how can we do that? How can we justify that to where we're embracing sin?
You know, the Bible says if the blind lead the blind, they both go into the ditch. So, you know, when you have that mindset, just what we talked about earlier in the scripture, when you have that mindset, you're not aware. And like some of those issues, like the abortion issues, they weren't that big back then when, you know, I'm going back 20 or almost 30 years. You know, it wasn't that big of an issue. So I didn't really hear that. And this is what some of the churches, again, they are not privy to the knowledge that we have over here. And as the Lord said, my people, they are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So again, in a lot of the churches, there is just not that knowledge. So their justification, I don't even want to say that it was of a necessity, because there was just blindness.
Well, It's biblical illiteracy.
Yeah.
Is what you have out there today. Mm-hmm. And I've never, I you know what? If you would have asked me 30, 40 years ago and tell me that it was, I would have said by 2024 we would be in this condition. Right. I would have thought never. Mm-hmm. I mean, we would never, the Lord won't, he'll come back before that. I mean, he won't let this get that bad. But it's, biblical literacy is tremendous. And you have, and when you look at the social club churches, when you look at the mega prosperity churches, those people are in there, they're clueless. I mean,
you're right.
They come in there and they're reading from Bibles that aren't Bibles. They're listening to preachers that aren't really even preachers.
Yeah.
They don't even know it, that they're in a corporation. They're not in a church at all. Okay.
Yeah.
Like the Lord Jesus told them in Matthew 7, you know, they're delusionary, thinking they're saved when they're not.
Right, right.
And that's the reality of the times we're living in, huh?
Yes.
Right.
And so I don't know how many times, but I know a large number of times I have preached on making your salvation sure. Making your salvation sure. That's the most important thing anybody can do.
Yeah.
And so.
And in a lot of the churches too, Pastor, I want to say this, is that there is a color blindness. And I say that because we will make decisions based on the color versus the righteousness of God. And it is a very evil thing that is happening in the church. And it's, and again, I all I can call it is really a color blindness versus really understanding the color of what the word is saying, the color of righteousness. And so, you know, my prayer is that people, our people would wake up. And I believe some of them are, we're seeing a lot. I believe even in this election, there are a lot of people, I would say black people, that voted the other way, but over the last 4 years, their eyes have been opening up. You look at Chicago, you look at these people, and it's like, okay, at first they were for the Democratic Party until they got these mayors in here that allowed all of these illegal immigrants, and now they had to see it firsthand what the Democratic Party was doing to them. And now they're standing up and fighting and saying, hey, wait a minute, we got a bad deal here. And so some of this stuff, they're waking up through experiences and seeing that, wait a minute, the Democratic Party is really stabbing us in the back here.
Well, isn't, I mean, first of all, they've had the scripture. The scripture hasn't changed, the word of God.
Right.
Very literally spelled it out for you. And so in the past now, as long as they were getting theirs, it was about me, my, and I, right? As long as they were getting theirs, they were okay. But now all of a sudden, Jobama Biden. By the way, I suppose you think you're a black man, don't you?
Absolutely.
Well,
I got,
you see,
I got some mixture in me, though.
Joe Biden says you're not, because you voted for Trump.
Yeah.
And he says you can't be black and vote for Trump. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so one of you two is not telling the truth, but and I think I know which one it is. Okay. And so, by the way, Obama says that any of you black men that voted for Trump, you're not really men at all, okay? And you have a problem with your manhood, and you're afraid of having a woman president. And Michelle said the same thing, you know. So
I got an answer for him. You want it?
Yeah, I want it.
Well, listen, I know that we may right now be party side. You got some that are Democratic, Republican. I'm sure there's some Democratic people that are listening. Independents, you have all of that. But as I look at it, Pastor, I'm not just looking at right now. My Bible tells me that the government shall be upon his shoulders, talking about Christ. And that is soon and coming. So that is where my stand is right now. Not just Republican, but really on the shoulders of Christ. That's what I'm following. That's my governor.
That's it. Okay. It's the church versus the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what comes down to the bottom line. And so now old Joe says that, the two regrets that he had, one was not going after Donald Trump harder, tried to put Donald Trump in jail. Mm-hmm. In other words, lawfare, like they do in the banana republics. Mm-hmm. Okay. But, the other one says that he bowed out under pressure. He said he knows if he stayed in, he would have beat Trump.
So
now,
he thinks.
Now think about this. Okay. Can you think about, you see Biden now, can you think about how he's going to be in 4 years?
How about in just one?
Yeah.
You know, I think the worst part about it is I still think he would have done better than Harris. I don't think he would have come close, but I think he would have done a lot better than Harris still.
Well, do you know what? You're not the only one that thinks that. They actually believe that would have. When Harris said, had Joe bowed out earlier, given her more time, but the vast majority of the political pundits think that if she had had more time, she would have messed up even much worse. As it was, she went through $1.5 billion. Okay,
right.
Yes,
right. They would be in more debt.
Yeah, and so, but that was good for some, like Al Sharpton. That was good for Al because she paid him $2 million to endorse her.
Yeah,
okay? And Oprah only got $1 million to endorse her.
Yeah, it's that Beyonce who made out with $10 million. Wow.
Yeah, if I was Oprah, I would be so offended.
Oh, my goodness.
I would say, Kamala, you know, why am I only worth $1 million and Beyonce gets 10? Oh, wow.
You know, there's a large demographic of voters on the left that's primary stance against Trump is that he's rich and he comes from a rich background and you're voting for the rich.
Right.
Look at the candidate who's making the rich get richer.
Oh, yeah. The last time they took a poll, the 10 wealthiest U.S. senators were all Democrats, okay?
Mm.
That tells you something right there, doesn't
it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, alrighty, I got to make sure I don't go over. Okay, there you go. I got about 3 minutes, right? Okay, before we go to the break. So here now, Joe Obama Biden said he was thrown. He was thrown under the bus, and he's gonna do something to get back at those that didn't. The number one culprit in all of that, the ringleader, was Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
Now check this out, because Nancy said Joe has to realize he's just too old to run for. And Joe's 81, and Nancy's 84. She doesn't know that math thing, right?
Mm-mm.
No.
There you go. I mean, do you think the left has totally had a nervous breakdown and totally lost its mind?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I think so. It's scary to what's happened if you review the past year.
Mm-hmm.
They have really gone off deep end.
Yeah, they're turning on one another. And again, I think that it's, again, God's supernatural hand, because if you look in Scripture, you will see how many times God would turn the enemy on themselves. And that's exactly what they're doing right now.
Well, they're turning on each other, but they also, they have eyes, but they can't see.
Right.
They don't realize the country rejected woke in a big stroke, okay?
Yeah.
And so they're saying the reason they lost is they weren't woke enough.
Hmm.
That they weren't woke enough. Okay. So somewhere along the line, they're missing things, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're coming up to a break. When we come back from the break, Big Fannie Willis, we'll talk about her, because she has been removed. She has been taken off, and she could be facing some charges.
Yeah.
Because Big Fanny was not doing things up and up. And
yeah.
And she got angry and cried.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but we're seeing a lot of them fall hard.
That's right.
And I'm hoping that's Ingram. I'd like to see this Judge Ingram, too. I like what all of the stuff that they did, this illegal stuff. All right, we're coming up to a break. When we come back from the break, give us a call at 888. No, only kidding. We're taped. Be right back with more.